Welcome to Eclad Chat. Eclad Chat. Streaming live to you from Eclad's hidden gem in Midtown Manhattan. Eclad Chat is down-to-earth broadcasting on big city events and the events industry, as well as fashion, jewelry, accessories, and lifestyle coverage in an intimate NYC way. Join us each and every Wednesday with host Casey Benane as we chat up industry happenings, industry news, and perform live interviews with industry talents here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Interested in contacting us or interested in attending one of our live shows? Email us at ecladchat@eclad.com. Eclad Chat premieres in 3, 1, 2, 3.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm Casey Benane, and welcome to Eclad Chat, where we chat about big city events, fill you in on industry news, keep you in the know with fashion and style, with a focus on jewels and accessories, touch on lifestyle, education, and keep you abreast of industry content and information that will develop both your personal and professional lives. So it's February 10th, and that means it's the second Wednesday of the month. And what does that mean, everyone? Yay! It's Ask Shatanya Wednesday. So we have joining us today Shatanya Ami, our in-house wardrobe celebrity stylist. And of course, as usual, I have to the left of me Miss Kaylin Burke, who's running around like a chicken without a head because she's trying to get all the last minute things together that she should have done before the show. Tis, Kaylin.
We had a lot of commotion before the show today. But I'm all caught up. I'm here for my part, which is the Hidden Gem promotion of the month. And so it is now February, and we're offering free setup and breakdown time for all venue rentals over 4 hours, which, you know, is an awesome promotion because people are always worried about the extra time preparing for the event or cleaning up after it. So this will be free. You don't have to worry about accumulating extra hours. So it's just for this month that you can do this offer. And for more details or to talk to someone at the Hidden Gem, you can contact us at 212-644-6445. And then if you missed our last show, we had a great show.
We did.
Jedediah Vila, which she's one of Fox News' correspondents and hosts, which is great. And it was so much fun. It was all girl talk, so sorry for the boys. But we talked about kind of how to achieve confidence and the whole issue of having sex appeal but not coming off as sexual or, you know, mean or stuck up. So that kind of thing. And it was a great show. She had a lot of insight.
Yeah.
And she told us, you know, how to be positive, and we talked about her recognition by Mediaite.com as one of the sexiest people in the news, which is really cool. She thought it was a good thing, so she told us all about that. And, you know, you'll love it, so give it a listen at Blog Talk Radio, and you have all of our past shows there that you can listen to as well.
Okay, so guys, we are live, as you know, and so you are, you know, feel free, basically, to give us a call with any questions, any comments. We have Shatanya here today, so any fashion-related questions, business fashion-related questions, anything you have that, you know, you may have wanted to ask previously and didn't get a chance to, you can ask it today. And so feel free to call us at 516-453-9170. Again, that's 516-453-9170. And just a quick, I guess like a little intro. I mean, most of you who follow us and listen know who Shatanya Ami is, but let me just give you a little bit of information for all those who are listening for the first time.
Periscope too, don't forget.
Oh, yes, Periscope. Oh my gosh, you know what? Oh,
hey, Periscope.
You're not stepchildren, we promise. We just, with all the chaos, we momentarily forgot.
Hey,
okay, so before, like I said, before we move forward, let me just kind of give an intro to Shatanya. So she is a veteran celebrity wardrobe stylist, styling some of entertainment's hottest names, from actress and socialite Karrueche Tran, singer-songwriter Chrisette Michele and Johnny Gill, to actress Naturi Naughton, just to name a few. There's a huge list. I just pulled a few names. And she's also worked with major designers such as Christian Dior, Prada, Yves Saint Laurent, and have worked with huge fashion shows like the famous, the infamous Victoria's Secret show, and also BET's Rip the Runway. Hi, Shatanya. Oh, my gosh, we're so excited.
Hi.
We're always excited when Shatanya's here,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's so much fun.
I know. It's so lively. You bring the color to our show like this.
Yes, I bring the pink in.
Okay, so Shatanya's going to kind of, like, tell us a little bit about, you know, what she, I guess, is bringing to the show, basically. So you're just I guess just say what you've been doing so far, just for the new listeners, like, you know, what we've been talking on and touching on, that kind of thing. I hope I didn't put you on the spot.
No, I mean, I wasn't sure that that was going to happen, but it's okay. I wasn't prepared. But hi, new listeners or new watchers or whoever you guys are. I'm basically, this is, you know, I'm actually Tanya. So basically, what I bring to the show is you can call in and ask me anything that is in reference to fashion. If you have any type of questions, if you're a stylist and you want to ask questions about, you know, becoming an aspiring stylist, or you're a designer and you want to know how do you promote your brand or get your brand seen by celebrities, or seen in magazines or editors, or get the attention from different designers, then, you know, I mean, you're not different designers, different publications. I'm the one to ask. You can call in and or Periscope in, and that's it. You know, that's what I'm here for. Ask me any type of questions in reference to fashion. If you are a designer and you want to know like a great idea of a great way to promote your brand, or if you know you're going in the right direction with your brand, then I'm the person to ask. So take advantage of the Ask Chatanya segment. And also, a new thing that I'm implementing into the show is I'm featuring certain designers that, like, my hot picks is called Chatanya's Hot Picks, of designers that I really truly love and that I watched over the years. And it may be designers that you know about, or most, or mainly designers that are not known yet that I feel like you should know. So that's what I'm going to be also bringing to the table today, as you can see, and you'll hear about them later.
Awesome. Yeah, we always do touch on fashion news, kind of, you know, the style that is in right now, as well as celebrities. So starting off, you know, the hugest thing that just happened.
The Super Bowl.
The biggest thing that just happened was Beyonce's Super Bowl, Beyonce Coldplay and Bruno Mars. But Beyonce kind of stirred up a little controversy, which we'll get into a little bit. But first, we got to touch on the wardrobe, and the costumes are awesome. Beyonce and her dancers were wearing all black with black berets, which is cool, and one dance formation seemed to acknowledge Malcolm X. That's what everyone was saying after. Mm-hmm. You know, dancers, they had their fists in the air, which is kind of reminiscent of black power salutes of the 1960s and 70s. Mm-hmm. And then NBC News came out to say that as a nod to the 50th anniversary of the founding of the Black Panthers, Beyonce emerged in a Michael Jackson-inspired outfit, and she had a battalion of beret-clad dancers. And then they had a routine all in unison, so it was Michael Jackson and the, you know, 60s and 70s. So kind of what did you think of that look and kind of incorporating history into it as well?
I was in love. Like, I was definitely in love. And when I first seen it, when Beyonce, first of all, in my eyes, Beyonce can do no wrong. I love Beyonce, live, die for Beyonce. Like, her fashion is always on point. You know, she always knows how to nail it. Her dance routines are always insane. Yeah. Like, I'm like so inspired. I get in front of the TV and I dance. And I just love Beyonce. So soon as she like marched out, I was just like hyped. I was floored already. So the jacket was amazing. I loved it. But then I didn't even realize until the end of the show that it was inspired. Well, not even the end, when they started doing the tribute, that it was basically inspired by like a Michael Jackson jacket.
Yeah.
So like, I love the fashion. I love the whole Black Panthers type movement that the dancers was wearing. I loved it all, like everything. And then Beyonce was looking real bootylicious.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. Oh my God, because people were saying, oh, she looks a little bit thicker than usual. And I'm like, she looks amazing. Like, I love Beyonce.
What's wrong with thick?
Beyonce is one of those females that fluctuate with her weight.
Yeah.
And it looks good on her, whether she's big, small, whatever, she looks good. So I think she looked amazing. The fashion was amazing. Even Bruno Mars, he looked so cute.
He was so cute.
He looked
really cute. What about his dance moves? Not that we talk about dancing here, but like, you know, I mean, I thought he was so awesome. And the
guy versus girl thing was so fun. I didn't expect that at all.
The battle dance. I really wanted them to like really go in with the little battle. Like,
I guess time was of essence.
But I was like, oh yes, a battle dance. Because I haven't seen like a battle dance on TV in so long. Like,
since
a little stand-up.
90s.
Yeah. I'm like a battle dancer. Like, any party I go to, I will start a battle dance really quick. I will find somebody to battle with.
Yeah, and so remember the statement, guys, when you start voting for our Hit the Quan challenge. Because, you know, Shania, she's talking the big talk. So, you know, hopefully she's going to come with it when she hits the Quan. But I digress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, like, getting into the show a little later, we're going to talk about some people did have a problem with kind of the meaning behind Beyonce's dance. But some people, like Katie Holmes, they really liked it. She impersonated Beyonce on Jimmy Fallon. We watched it earlier. Yeah. So, Hannah, what did you think about that? We thought it was pretty cute.
It was very cute. Yeah. And she looked adorable in that all black dress ensemble. I don't know what she was wearing, but she just looked...
I noticed Louboutin shoes. That's what it was.
Well, that's what's most important. Right. But I thought it was great. What did you think about it?
I think it was so cute. I love the fact that Katie, basically, she was saying how she ran to one of her friend's house just so she could see the performance because she knew Beyonce was going to be there. So I love the fact that she, you know... She loved the performance, regardless. She didn't feel offended by it at all. She loved it. And the fact that she was imitating it and emulating.
Which she did a great job. Yeah. I thought, you know, the whole, I can't do it. Flipping of the hair.
Yeah, it was really cute. And I really loved the fact that she appreciated Beyonce. And, you know, and pop culture. Yeah. Like, you know, I loved it. I think it was really, really cute.
Here's the thing. I feel like people read so much into things. I mean, she's an entertainer, and she's amazing at what she does. And maybe there was or is some sort of message behind what she was doing, but I don't think she's doing it for it to be picked apart in the way that it's... I guess we live in a culture where everything's picked apart, but I feel like it's just unnecessary drama. We already live in a drama-filled world. Do we need to add more drama to, you know, everything that this country, this world is already experiencing? I say not, but, you know.
Right.
What do I know?
That's the thing with the whole situation. First of all, Beyonce... To me, I feel like Beyonce is very strategic in what she does. Mm-hmm. She... knew that this was, if you're going to make a statement, why not choose the biggest platform to make a statement? This is when everyone is watching. So I'm going to make a statement, but she's no stranger to making a statement through her music. Like, even way back when with Survivor, like we mentioned once earlier, when people make comments in reference to anything in reference to Beyonce, she never comes back. Like, she doesn't come on Twitter and go on a rant. She doesn't have a press conference and go on a rant. But she will address anything you say about her
through her
songs.
Right.
When she makes the mention of, they say that I'm a part of the Illuminati. They say this about me. She's basically answering all of the things that people say, oh, she never comes back and say anything. Oh, yes, she's coming back and she's saying, I'm clearing up some things, you know, so that's how she answers people back. So my thing about, you know, with her song is this is her answer back to people. At the end of the day, Beyonce is a performer, she is an entertainer, but at the end of the day, she's also an African-American woman.
Yeah.
And so should she just close her eyes to the injustice that she sees going on with her people?
Yeah, these are real issues.
Yeah. So why not do it here? Why not, you know, make my voice known? And then at the end of the day, it's also like, it's enjoyment.
You know? I agree.
I feel like she just did it as a song and, like, you know, embrace yourself, embrace your nose, and I come from this, I come from that.
Yeah.
And then everybody just blew it out of proportion. It wasn't like us trying to slap in the face for anything. It was just like, this is my song.
Oh, I agree with what you're saying. And, you know, it's so unfortunate. Well, it's interesting because Kaylin and I were having this conversation earlier, right, Kaylin, about, like, we both watched it. And I don't know if maybe I am that superficial.
No,
but, yeah, like, we were just saying that, you know, we didn't even notice any of those things that people were talking about. So, like, after the fact.
I think if you're, like, unfamiliar, too, with, like, especially the Michael Jackson look, like, not everyone has Michael Jackson's outfits memorized.
That's
like, I didn't know.
Right. I watched the show, for the song, for the dance.
Yeah.
All these other things that people were taking notes about.
Like, it's like, wait a minute, what?
We are in a society where everyone is, like, super sensitive over, like...
What's up with that?
It's, like, really crazy. They're super sensitive over everything. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, you're not super sensitive over the right things. Like, you're super sensitive over the wrong things.
That's
so she's talking about kinky hair. She's talking about, you know, paying homage to the Black Panther movement. If there wasn't injustice, there wouldn't be a Black Panther movement.
Right.
So, like, come on. Like, people are just doing too much. But whatever. But the thing is, like, with Beyonce, this is how she approaches any topic. When they were talking about her way back when, when she broke up with Destiny's Child, her answer to everyone was Survivor. She, everything that you said about her, she did it on Survivor. So this is not nothing new for Beyoncé. So for people to get mad and get upset, that's how she does. That's what she do. That's why she's amazing. People are just jealous. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
You're jealous.
I want to just kind of read off some of the, excerpts and statements that we found throughout the internet. We just pulled a few just to kind of share with people. I'm sure everyone has been kind of following the story, so this is probably nothing new to anyone. Mm-hmm. But Black Lives Matter activist Melina Abdullah praised Beyoncé for being like artists who are willing to raise social consciousness and use their artistry and their platform to advance social justice. Mm-hmm. Also, The Guardian's Alex McPherson, I took a quote from there, and he says, formations references are designed for maximum resonance or perhaps alienation, depending on where you stand. And I thought that was key. It's a song ostensibly about Beyoncé's identity that forces the listeners to acknowledge their own identity, a bold move from the world's biggest pop star, who over her career has been no stranger to the kind of songs written so vaguely as to apply to every and anyone.
Exactly.
And I agree with that statement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially like what you were saying, Shatanya, like, you know, it's her own music, so
right.
It's, she's talking about herself.
Right. She's talking about herself. She's mentioned her father, he's from Louisiana. He's from Alabama. She's talking about her. She addressed the fact that everyone was ragging on Blue Ivy's hair. She brought Blue Ivy there, gave her afro.
But like, how ridiculous is that? Like,
that's
how ridiculous
petty
is that?
And evil people are.
I know.
Sitting here talking about the lady's baby. Like, it's really ridiculous. She talked about that. She talked about, there were so many other things that she talked about in reference to her own self.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other little things were just other little things that she put in there.
Yeah.
But the main thing was like addressing all these things that people were talking about her.
Yeah.
So like everyone just zoomed past that and just went for the negative.
Yeah.
But it was a positive to shed light on it. Like, we're not blind to what's going on. We don't have on blindfolds. Like, we see what's happening.
Right.
So,
yeah, exactly.
You know.
And then it wasn't even just her like that kind of was trying to get a point across at the Super Bowl. It was her dancers also. And we didn't notice this during the Super Bowl at all, but her dancers had signs for Mario Woods. And if no one knows about that, it's on December 2nd. 26-year-old Mario Woods was shot and killed by San Francisco police. And according to San Francisco Weekly, it began after a stabbing victim arrived at San Francisco General Hospital to report he'd been attacked, and the stabber was still at large. And the police responded and found Woods at the area that the victim described. And he also looked like the victim that was described. And it was at 4:35 p.m. He was apparently still armed with a kitchen knife, allegedly used in the stabbing, and he was pepper sprayed and shot with beanbag ammunition, which I guess is not, like, super lethal. And then after that, they demanded he drop the knife, and an officer shot him 15 times. So a lot of people were outraged about that.
15 times?
Yes.
For a kitchen knife.
Exactly. So the dancers, they paid tribute to him.
Yeah.
And the Super Bowl as well. So it's kind of her, like, speaking out, her dancers speaking
her
out, and for all different things, which was kind of cool.
Which, you know, I hope this doesn't cause a huge, like, you know, what I don't know, people always want to attack, but I really honestly did not know about this story until recently.
Yeah.
And that situation with the dancers coming out with the, with the sign.
Because if they didn't, I would have never known about it, because it brought it to your attention and you brought it to my attention. So it would have been another situation
swept under the rug.
Because why wasn't it on the news?
Yeah. Well, apparently it was on the news, but it just, I don't know, maybe it wasn't in New York. I don't know. You know what? Sometimes I shut down. Like, I can't, like, there's so much bad news all the time that I find myself kind of like, you know, pulling away from watching the news a lot of the times, because I just, sometimes it can really, at least for me anyway, it can put me in a state of like sadness and depression.
No, that's
true.
And
when it's happening so close to home, it can really, really affect you. So maybe that could be a reason why we missed it. I don't know.
That's true, because I did stop watching the news.
Yeah. sometimes
it's depressing.
It's
stressful.
The same thing to do.
Every day is something negative.
Yeah.
This person got shot. That person got a 10.
Oh,
this person
gosh.
Got 8. Like, it makes you a nervous wreck, mm-hmm. and you don't want to walk down the street. You don't feel safe. And it's just like, then the whole politics thing that's going on, you're like, oh, we're going down the tubes. So it's just like, you know, you kind of do stay away from the news. So
yeah.
maybe that is why we missed it.
Yeah. And but
thank
this,
you, Beyonce.
Right. So she brought awareness to the situation. And, you know, it caused us to kind of like research and look in further into it. And we actually found the video, which we'll post. But when we post it, please know that it's super graphic.
Right.
And I mean, you see from beginning to end, from, you know, the cops, the video that we have anyway, it's a young lady with her phone on a bus. So the bus must have stopped because they saw this like altercation going on. And while she's standing up on the bottom step of the bus, she's like capturing the events that's going on. And there, it seems to be like maybe 10 or so officers, and you know, I could be wrong, but there were
a
number, yeah.
Officers.
And then there was this one young man standing up against the wall, and you can hear the woman screaming, drop it, just drop it. So I guess she's referring to whatever maybe he was holding in his hand. Right. And so, you know, she's like, why don't you just drop it? And then finally we heard one shot go off. And then when that one shot went off, oh my gosh, there was like an influx of like, I don't know, shot after shot after shot. Like, it was just like, it was so intense.
But you could clearly see that the man is like, it's one little man. It's a bunch of cops surrounding him. He's up against the wall, super far from him.
Yeah.
Super far from the officers. He poses no threat at all.
At least from what we saw, he didn't move towards them at any point.
He didn't move towards them. He didn't like act like he was going to stab at them or anything. He was just like pacing back and forth. Like, what would you do if you're standing there and people have guns drawn on you?
Yeah.
Like, you would just stand there or try to figure out, like, what am I going to do? Because he clearly knows he's not at a great vantage point. He's been living in that skin for a very long time, and he knows how this is going to end, mm-hmm. more than likely, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, they say many in San Francisco and across the country have reacted with outrage to the video.
Yeah.
And again, we'll post that on our website. Reacted with outrage to the video of the Woods killing, as public defender Jeff Adachi told KQED, and we pulled the excerpt from that, and he said, I understand that officers are trained to kill, but if we are going to expect ordinary citizens to only shoot and kill people where they believe they are in danger of being killed themselves, we should hold police officers to similar standards. Based on what we see in this video, it does not look like the officer who fired the fatal shots was in any immediate danger of being killed.
Oh, the guy was on the ground.
Yeah.
What damage?
I mean, unless he was going to jump up at some point. I mean, maybe they saw something in
an action film. He was just going to like raise up like he's in a Matrix or something. No.
Yeah, it was definitely sad. It was definitely sad. And normally we don't talk about this stuff, but I just, you know, we were talking about it and we were like, we just thought it was just such a impactful thing that we just felt the need to really discuss it on today's show.
And it all kind of ties into Beyonce and the Super Bowl and her style and her dancer style.
Beyonce is always news, so, you know.
Okay.
We had to touch on that.
On a super lighter note.
Oh my gosh, I know. That was so heavy.
This is a fun transition talking about Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So, Shatanya, what are you wearing on Valentine's Day? Are you not celebrating Valentine's Day?
No.
No, that's not what she is.
I'm working. It's Fashion Week.
Oh, that's true.
Every Fashion Week, I'm working Valentine's Day. So, yeah, I'm working. I'm going to be dressing models and working backstage. I'm going to be, I'm going to be working. Because I'm trying to think, like, am I going to be watching shows? Am I going to be working behind the stage or trying to figure
a little bit of both,
I think, that day. Yeah, so no, I'm not celebrating, but I will be having chocolate. But my person is far away anyway, so. But I won't be doing anything.
Well, I'll be having fun at Fashion Week, I'm sure. So.
Yeah, that makes up for it.
Yes,
kind of.
I usually always do the show, and Donna Cameron always seems to show on Valentine's Day, and she always gives the girls a gift and give everyone a little treat for Fashion Week, because she always seems to do her show on Valentine's Day. So she always gives something really nice.
That's
one year she gave, I think it was around the time with the Haiti hurricanes or whatever, the earthquake in Haiti, she gave all the girls these rocks that were like the shape of hearts and painted them and things like that. And the donations went for, I think people purchased the rocks, not the models, but people purchased the rocks, and then the donations went to the Haiti Foundation.
Oh, I like
so
that
was something that she did. Yeah, but go back. I'm sorry.
Okay. So for other people going out or like celebrating, what do you suggest they wear to kind of be sexy but not, you know, give up too
but
much?
Boom, yeah. But not boom. No.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like, okay, if you're going out on a date, if it's with your husband or whether it's a boyfriend or maybe it's like a couple, maybe a first date, second date or whatever, I would say, let's go back. So if it's your husband or your long-time boyfriend, okay, and you're going out for Valentine's Day, I say keep it very classy, very, you know, very chic and classy and very ladylike, and like a nice wrap dress, a nice, mm-hmm, you know, nice little skirt and some heels. Or, I mean, depending on how creative you want to get, you could cut, because I feel like you should lead up to the sexy later. So basically, like, you know, a nice little pencil skirt with a button down blouse. And if you wear glasses, if you don't, just give them a little sexy secretary for, you know, for the dinner or whatever. And just keep it really classy. And I think a dress. Don't do pants. Don't do, you know, because I want you to be very, very ladylike. A nice dress, a nice skirt, you know, A-line skirt, something really cute and flirty and, you know,
yeah,
classy. And then later, then you can put on the sexy,
the vavoom,
yeah, the lace and the satin and, you know,
yeah,
go visit Frederick's of Hollywood, Asian Pop Baka Tour. That's my favorite place. Just go visit these places and spice it up, because he don't want to see you in them cotton draws deceased anymore. So spice it up and invest in your little outfit.
Chitani said he does not want to see you in those cotton draws.
In your mismatched outfit. He don't want to see it. Not for Valentine's Day. Please invest in your outfit for later on.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's jump into Fashion Week. Okay, so we know that you have shows coming up, but I know you've also attended a few shows. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Like, what can you report to us?
Well, I attended shows for Men's Fashion Week.
Okay.
Women's Fashion Week officially starts tomorrow.
Okay.
It starts tomorrow.
What is today? Today's the 10th.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just Thursday.
So tomorrow is the kickoff day for,
okay,
Fashion Week. So, for Men's Fashion Week, I went to the public school fashion show, menswear fashion, mm-hmm, show. So it was really, really nice. I don't know if you guys know that Donna Karan basically, and it's funny because I just mentioned Donna Karan. Donna Karan sold her brand,
yes,
to public school. Mm-hmm. The designers of public school basically took over Donna
Management,
Karan.
I think.
Yeah. So, you know, they did their men's show, and it was really, really good. It was really creative, too. They did it down at Milk Studio, mm-hmm, down in the Meatpacking District. And what they did, it was really strange. But this is one thing about public school that I love about them. Their show is always very innovative and very creative. And, like, last season, they did, like, a lineup, like, you know, when people get arrested and they hold up the signs, mm-hmm, the numbers, or whatever. So that was their runway show. Like, the guys, like, basically, like, they were in a lineup, like a police lineup, mm-hmm, or whatever. But this year, they did something where they, you know, the guys walked the runway, and then it was like an indoor-outdoor fashion, mm-hmm, show. So everyone who was standing outside got to watch the show from the inside, and then the boys came outside, and then they walked around again. So it was just like, it was like a march. It was really nice. And I'm trying to figure out, they had like a different air, I guess, cultures they kind of pulled from. So I know some of it to me looked more European inspired, and some of the pieces kind of looked Japanese inspired. Mm-hmm. So there was like a mixture of different cultures within the brand. And it was really nice. I loved it. I enjoyed the show.
So would you say that that's your favorite collection that you've seen so far? Or is there one that you...
Definitely one of my favorite collections that I saw so far. Public School. And there was another brand, but I totally forget the name.
Okay.
So
was there like a trend or you know, with men that you've seen consistently throughout
the next season?
Yeah. The trend that I did notice was hats. You know, even Public School had a lot of hats. And the wide brim hats, the felt hats. Mm-hmm. Hats was definitely a thing. I don't know what, can't remember exactly what era that came from, but when the men wore like the, kind of like the, not, I wouldn't say Mad Hatter, but there was a time period where like, was this a movie?
I'm so bad at movies.
I know. I'll think of it. It'll come back
like
to me.
The higher hats?
It wasn't that high. It was just like, you know, the big round hats. Okay. If you remember Children of the Corn.
Oh, yes.
Like, if you remember the hats that they wore.
I never saw that movie.
You should watch it.
Isn't that a horror?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't do horrors.
Me neither, but I was so scared as a kid. I could never see cornfields or anything. Like, oh my God, I'm still scared of children.
Yeah, I won't sleep for a week.
And anytime I see someone really, really pale with the hat on, I go, nah, they cry. Like,
I do that all the time too.
Oh my gosh.
So, okay, we digress. But yeah, so hats was a trend and like a more of a European cut, like that whole street style was definitely a trend. Okay. The European street style and, you know, the... I don't know if I'm always referencing movies. The Talented Mr. Ripley. I don't know if you ever seen the movie The Talented Mr. Ripley. The way that they dress back in that movie, I've seen bits and pieces of that in different men's collection. Okay. So I think that's like the 60s. 60s, 50s,
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I like that style a lot. So that's exciting that they're starting to incorporate that.
Yeah, so a lot
I know that movie. So it's like, you know, I'm kind of going based on... I don't know any
Leonardo
movies.
Leonardo DiCaprio is the talent.
So I'm just going to go with whatever you guys say. Because I really don't. I can't picture it.
No.
Okay, sorry. It's all right. Okay. Well, I think that's it. It's all we have for today with Chaitanya.
Do the bags.
Oh my gosh. You know what? forgive me. You know, I'm a little under the weather. So, like, my brain is just like, that's right. We have the designer feature.
Yes. Do that before break?
Actually, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and we will bring you the designer feature of the day, which is something that Chaitanya has, and she's going to talk all about it. Mm-hmm. I apologize for the abrupt trying to push the show forward like so quickly. Oh my gosh. Okay. We'll be back in about 60 seconds.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at eClad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. eClad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. eClad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.
Welcome back, guys. So we are back with the designer feature of the day.
Woo!
Which is, how you tell us about who it's from, Chaitanya.
Okay. So these bags are by an amazing designer that I've known for a very, very long time. Her name is Tawana Phillips, and her bags are her collection is called her designs is called Tusha. So Tusha is her her company, and she makes handmade bags and a bunch of different style bags. And this is like one of my favorite bags. This one is called the Deb Maxi. So it's just like, it's so fun and edgy. It has the spike details and the graffiti. Now, what I love about Tawana and her designs is each bag is named after one of her girlfriends. So, you know, we're all about girl power here.
Congratulations.
So her girlfriend, Deb, you know, this bag represents more of Deb's style. So that's how she created her bags. The concept was she created the bags and gave it its own personality and named it after her girlfriends. So this is Deb. This is the Maxi. And the Maxi comes in, there's the Maxi and there's the Mini. So there's a smaller version of this one too. And they're like super, like, you see that the flaps with the fringe. This is the fringe collection. She has a bunch of different bags, but these are like the main ones that I really, truly love. And they're super affordable. This is the Deb Maxi. It's only $370. And the Deb Mini, it's only
$205.
Okay.
Sorry, $325 for the Deb Maxi. I'm sorry. I changed the screen. It's my fault.
So I can't work for HSN, clearly. So the Deb Maxi is $325.
Right.
And the Deb Mini is $205. So you can go to her website. It's www.shoptusha, and Tusha is spelled T-O-S-H-A. Tusha, shoptusha.com. So this is the Deb Maxi. This is the Keisha.
The Tisha.
The Tisha.
Yeah.
My bad. Okay, HSN will not be calling me. So this is the Tisha, also named after one of her girlfriends. And this is like representative of the fringe. It's like, if you've been under a fashion rock, then that's the only way you would not know that fringe is definitely in this season. Like, yeah. Everything is all about fringe. Fringe is definitely in. These bags are like they look so much more expensive than they actually are. They're super affordable. You can go to her website and there's other varieties. Mm-hmm. This is one. These are like my favorite picks by her. This one is the...
Just keep up.
And this is another one of my favorites. So this one is the...
One second. We're going to pull it up for you guys.
Yep. So you can see
it. The Ojani.
The Ojani. And this is also... Of course, Nick. I think that is so cute that she named her bags after her friends.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's so cool.
That's really, really cool. And, you know, she's been making bags for a long time. She has handmade knit bags. And she's based out of Brooklyn. She's, you know... independent single mother that's, you know, raising her son.
Yeah.
And she's just an amazing designer. This woman is fabulous. Like, her fashion, you know, well, let's get back to her bags, but she's an amazing one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you go to the site and you just, you know, look at the Ojani and it's gorgeous. Like, I just really, really love it. And it's like light, so it's not heavy.
Super light.
And you can just put like different things in it. You know, the insides is so well made. It's just really, really amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of great detail to these bags, like the stitching. They're like all these little features that just make it
it's so
much quality, right?
Yes, it's so impeccable and it's so girly.
Yeah.
It's like you can wear the simplest outfit. You can wear an all black pair of jeans and a wife beater and a little leather jacket and some pumps and have your bag.
Yeah.
And it's like you could do the most simplest thing and your bag like really stands out. Like, I really, really love the Deb. Like, that's like so my personality.
That's the one Kaylin's holding.
Yeah, the one that Kaylin's holding with the spikes, because I'm a little bit edgy but then I'm a little girly. So like the little fringe and stuff, like that's totally my personality. So my thing is just go on the site, see what one fits for your personality. And did I give you the price for the Ojani?
That one is $370.
This one is $370.
And then the Mini is $250.
And the Mini is $250. So they're very affordable. And you can go to her site, you know, and see what works for you. She has a bunch of different other ones, but these are like my main picks that I really, really, truly love. But I'm sure you'll find one that fits your personality. But I like... totally love these.
Yes.
And
oh, they are so cute.
You have to add it to your wardrobe.
And
like, it's so just cute, girly, edgy. Like, it's basically like any New York girl or any LA girl. And if you're not from New York or you're not from LA, get a little taste of New York and
exactly.
LA.
Exactly, the New York LA style, yes. Even if you're not there.
Yeah, you don't have to exactly. be from either to incorporate it, and you'll be like the hottest girl walking down the street. So,
and ECLAD's also carrying the Danny Maxi and Danny Mini, which we don't have here, but it is.
No, we do. We're going to.
And we have it not on the front in the video, but we do have it here with us.
Yes.
And it is kind of like this one, but it has a white flap.
Right.
Which is awesome.
I can run and get them. We want to get them.
Actually, Glenn, can you just hand us, we have them here, the black and white that's hanging on the rack, so.
Yes. Can you also make sure the camera's still going?
It's to the front.
Yes. So yes, ECLAD is now carrying it, and we will show it to you in a minute. We'll show it to our YouTube viewers.
Yeah.
Because it's super cute. This is my favorite of the bunch. Actually, I love them all, but I like the black and white. So here is the Dev Mini.
This is the Mini that you were talking about before.
And this is the one we're carrying, the Danny Maxi and Danny Mini. So this one is the Danny Mini, and it's black and white. You know, it's got the leather flap, and, you know, the studs, the fringe.
You can do like a crossbody, throw it over.
Exactly. You can adjust the crossbody.
Keisha can knock it over.
Oh, they're also doing the Tisha Maxi Mini.
Yes, we're doing the
Tisha. These two.
Right. So for either bags, the Tisha and the Danny, they're also available on eclad.com.
Yes, so Maxi and Mini, so if you have the small one or the bigger size, they are on eclad.com. And they're a designer feature today, all of these bags.
Yay! And then while you're there shopping the bags, make sure you shop the jewels, make sure you shop the belts, and also make sure you shop our accessories. It's all there on the website, eclad.com.
So we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the news and events for this week.
That's right.
ECLAD is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at ECLAD. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.
Okay, so today in retail news, behind the scenes of New York Fashion Week, Tom Ford abruptly canceled his New York Fashion Week show. I don't know, we should have brought that up.
Like a super huge story, right?
Yeah,
now.
So instead he plans to show and sell his fall-winter collection simultaneously during New York Fashion Week in September. He states, "Our customers today want a collection that is immediately available, fashion shows, and the traditional fashion calendar as we know them no longer work in the way that they once did." I guess there's some truth to that. Social media and instant access to next season's designs fuel knockoffs that appear in fashion fast retailer shelves, oftentimes faster than the real thing. So, you know, like people will go to these shows and take pictures and I guess make copies of, you know, the designer.
Yeah, exactly. People go to Forever 21, they have all the trends.
Before the actual person who created the trend brings it out.
Exactly.
So Ford's announcement came on the heels of Burberry's choice to show its men's and women's collection in two shows a year with season-less lines immediately available to purchase on the internet. That's smart. The CFTA, which organizes New York Fashion Week, has hired business consultants BCG to look at the problem of presenting collections 4 months in advance of hitting retail and the possibility of switching seasons. People are chattering that New York Fashion Week, once an oasis for retailers and the legitimate fashion press, has become another club opening with bloggers, gatecrashers, and the like. In an article in the New York Post, Hannah Elliott, a luxury reporter for Bloomberg, said, "I noticed it the other night at the opening party for Men's Fashion Week." She says, "Seemingly all of the people there were publicists and bloggers. Even as recently as 5 years ago, fashion parties were filled with downtown kids, artists, models, and designers, but the whole thing has completely changed." Well, the shows are becoming more and more consumer-driven than they once were.
Oh, it's true. That's a super huge news. I actually read that article this morning.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. But I think kind of the whole thing Tom Ford is doing might be throwing off other designers.
Yeah.
Because if he's doing it, they might start picking up on it. So
yeah.
I don't know.
It might be a new trend.
Yeah. I don't know what's ahead for New York Fashion Week. We'll see what happens next season if more designers decide to do it.
Yeah.
And our next event in the news is it's just something newsworthy for those of you in New York. It's happening right outside ECLAD's Hidden Gems door, literally, because Saks Fifth Avenue off of Fifth.
You look out our window and you
see it. It's opening up on 57th Street in Lexington, and it's going to open on March 3rd, so super soon. So it'll be a two-level Saks off Fifth store. It'll be 47,000 square feet in Tower 57, so a huge space, and it's part of the new opening is a new collaboration between Saks Fifth Avenue off Fifth and Gilt. So Gilt will have its first ever in-store shop in Saks Fifth Avenue off Fifth on 57th Street. And the Gilt in-store shop will have, you know, the same kind of experience as the online shopping destination does. And customers will have the opportunity to shop their daily style show of curated products, which will have top trends and new offerings from a weekly in-store flash sale. So also accommodations inside will include comfortable seating, digital services where customers can explore the entire Gilt site, and there will also be appointments that you can make a Gilt by appointment, and it's kind of offering you a VIP stylist and personal shopping services. So it's really an interactive, kind of cool space. It'll be different than any of the other Saks Fifth Avenues or off Fifth Avenue stores.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. It's going to bring tons of business, I'm sure.
And we can check it out right across the street.
I know. We will surely be there for the grand opening because we just have to walk downstairs and then we're right there. I think, like I said, I think it's going to be really popular. So, you know, 57th Street has become a little quiet, so it'll really like boost traffic on this main, it's not an avenue, but street.
Yes.
So in other news, Versace launches its own emoji app.
This is really cool.
And so the Versace Medusa that everyone's come to love, the fashion house iconic symbol, has been given the emoji treatment just in time for Valentine's Day. So if you felt you were lacking something for this Valentine's Day, you now have the Versace emoji. The brand's new free emoji app, which is available for both iOS and Android, can be used to embellish photos or to create original images using a wide range of emoji stickers, backgrounds, filters, and text color options. We felt that that was really important to share with you, and I don't know what life was like before our, emojis.
It's an interesting thing to just test out.
Yeah, it's not, actually, I think it'll be cool and fun. I'm actually going to download it.
Yes, you'll have to let us know how it is and really test it out.
Yeah.
Okay, as for events for this week or coming up soon, the Design Industries Foundation Fighting AIDS will host a burlesque for a difference on March 3rd at the Hideout. And it is a not-for-profit fundraising and grant marketing or grant making foundation that distributes funds to Chicago area HIV and AIDS service agencies that, you know, provide service, preventative education, and outreach to people who are HIV positive, living with AIDS, or at risk for infection. So they've given more than $38 million to hundreds of community-based organizations, which is great.
Yeah.
And so this event will be all for that. It's going to be on March 3rd at the Hideout in Chicago, and that's going to be at 1354 West Wavensia, Chicago, Illinois. You know me, I can't pronounce anything. So for more info and tickets, so you can get that address for yourself, head over to DIFFAChicago.org. That's a fun event. I love incorporating charity into events.
Yeah, which is always really important, right? Always good to give back. Okay, also right here in New York City, Bill Clinton will host a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign at Brooklyn Bowl in Williamsburg on February 17th. Tickets are only $250. Yes, it's only $250. The 5 p.m. event won one of three fundraisers in New York City featuring Bill Clinton that day. Will happen again at the Brooklyn Bowl. There's a Facebook page for the event, which we will post on our websites as we usually do. And on the actual Facebook page, they give information, more information about what will be happening there. But just so that you guys know, it's $250 for guests, $500 for attendees. I guess these are different levels. $1,000 for friends, $2,700 for champions. Which is premium viewing, not sure what that means, and their intention is to raise about $10,000 that night, you know, for for Hillary Clinton. And so tickets are available on www.hillaryclinton.com.
Okay, so that is it for today's show.
Yes, but just so that you guys know, we are going to be doing our dance challenge, which is the Hit the Quan challenge that we've been talking about now for weeks. And so we're gonna do that right after the show, and then we're gonna be posting all the information about it.
Exactly. Yeah. And then for next week, we have Lauren Mack.
Yes, we
from The Fab Life, which is really exciting. So she will be on the show.
I'm doing my happy dance.
Yes, it'll be so much fun. It'll be pre-recorded, but it'll be playing here, usual 7 p.m. on Wednesday. And so make sure you check our social media pages to stay in the know for the show and see what guests we have coming up and recaps of past guests if you missed some shows. So until next week, have a great rest of the week and an even better weekend. Maybe attend some of those events we mentioned. And remember to love life and wear it well. Have a great night.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at eClad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. eClad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. eClad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate-style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.